This news update is being brought to you by Ashley Home Store in Bad Axe, Mackenzie Jewelers of Bad Axe in the Bad Axe Shopping Center, and Bayport State Bank, Bayport Pigeon, Bad Axe in Seaboyne. You are listening to 94.1 FM WHST Pigeon, WLEW's AM 1340 Bad Axe. Lansing's police chiefs say two officers and a suspect have sustained non-life-threatening injuries during an exchange of gunfire. Chief Ellery Sosaby says detectives conducting an investigation found the male suspect behind an apartment building on Wednesday morning and called for backup. He says patrol officers responded and officers and the suspect exchanged gunfire. Sosaby didn't provide specific information about the injuries and didn't identify the officers or the suspect. He spoke at a news conference on Wednesday and said Michigan State Police have taken over the investigation. A lawmaker says the driver of a stolen semi-trailer intentionally rammed into a Texas public safety office in a rural town west of Houston yesterday in Brenham. That's about 75 miles west of Houston. Authorities say a suspect has been arrested. 14 people were injured in the crash, and one person died from their injuries. Donald Trump is declaring that the Arizona Supreme Court went too far with a ruling allowing prosecutors to enforce a near-total abortion ban. The former president called on lawmakers yesterday in the battleground state to remedy what has happened. Trump's comments came hours before Vice President Kamala Harris was scheduled to speak about abortion rights in Tucson. President Joe Biden and his allies blamed Trump for eroding abortion access. There have been 17 times as many U.S. measles cases in the first 3 months of this year compared with the average number seen in the first 3 months of the previous years. That is according to a government report that was published on Thursday. The report's authors say the increase represents a renewed threat to measles elimination in the U.S. There have been more than 110 cases of the contagious disease so far. Measles can be dangerous, especially for young children. Experts say it's highly preventable because there are safe and effective vaccines, but national vaccination rates are below where they should be. This news update is being brought to you by Ashley Home Store in Bad Axe, Mackenzie Jewelers of Bad Axe in the Bad Axe Shopping Center, and Bayport State Bank in Bayport Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Seaboyne. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, make sure that you go to thumbnet.net.